Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. So we seem to finally have some sun, and what a relief. So great to shed some of the winter clothes. I know some places are really struggling across the world with soaring temperatures, but for us here, it is a welcome break from the chilly nights and evenings. Of course, we then have to make sure that we have the sun cream with us, the bottle of water, and the insect bite repellent or soother. I always have some, and we often learn from the bad experiences of sunburn, dehydration, and flared up insect bites that it pays to have these things with you, accompanying you on your trips out and about in the summer months. Like my mother used to always tuck a hanky into my sleeve, just in case, you never know, you might need it. But now I always take one with me in my bag or my pocket, and I often do need it now. Words of wisdom that were cemented in me from those young days. In this season of ordinary time in the church, in the Bible, we hear these great words of wisdom, of living the ordinary, everyday life, but with the extraordinary company of God, our Creator, with us. Something as Christians we do every day. Of course, our God, our Creator, is always around us, always close by. That is how it is. But as Christians, if we say a daily prayer or read a bit of the Bible, we bring that awareness alive. We open up that engagement. And it makes giving thanks for the good things that happen come more readily. And when the time of trial comes, we can call him for help. The extraordinary company of God becomes our normality. And this realization of the extraordinary company we have in Jesus alongside us is something we hear about in our gospel reading today, entitled in my Bible, Jesus Stills a Storm. The disciples have witnessed Jesus perform many miracles by this point. They must be well on the way to know Jesus is indeed something very special. A human being, but with miraculous powers, and indeed showing all the signs of being the Messiah, the chosen one, both human and divine. And in our Gospel Bible reading, these experienced fishermen take their boat out, on the lake. Jesus, in fact, has said, after a long day of ministering to the gathered crowds, let us take the boat and travel across to the other side of the lake. And as they travel, a great storm arose, which is not so out of the ordinary on this lake. But these experienced fishermen are caught out by this one. It says the waves were beating the boat was being swamped, and the disciples began to fear that they will be overcome. And they see that Jesus is asleep. I wonder if we sometimes feel similar in our lives. Not that we're on a boat with a storm whipping up around us, although that may be a scenario that we have been in, but we may feel that we're in the midst of chaos, that our lives are going in a direction that we are finding hard to control or sort out, and we look for God and think, what are you doing, God? Why am I not feeling your active presence in this? Why is this storm raging around me when I've been really devoted to you? Or not, as the case may be. But even so, you have said, when I become a Christian, you'll be with me in my heart or by my side, always. Some of you may have read the Footprint poem. You might know the one I mean, Footprints in the Sand. You know, where you look back at your life and you see there's two sets of footprints in the sand, and it's you and God. And then during the hardest times, you notice only one set and you say to God, "Where were you? Where were you, God, when I needed you the most? Were you asleep?" And God says, "I carried you during those times. I never left your side. I was there with you." And on this occasion, God is there with them, in Jesus, the human, in the boat. Okay, sleeping. Well, that's because Jesus doesn't get freaked out. We just need to call on him. And the fishermen call on Jesus, and he wakes up. And it says, he rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Be silent, be still." And the wind ceases, and there is dead calm. And the disciples were surprised. They questioned each other, saying, "Who is this that can calm the wind and even the seas obey him?" And Jesus says, well, he asks them, "Why do you have so little faith? Why is your faith still so small?" Thankfully, we were reminded last week that even the smallest of seeds can grow into a massive bush that can be the home for birds. Like our faith, even from such a small beginnings, seeds of faith. That was the parable of the mustard seed last week. Our faith can grow so big that we can welcome others along to share in it, to share in the little wisdom we have, that, along with others, becomes so big. During this time, when we hear these great words of wisdom that comes from the day-to-day encounters Jesus had with his disciples, we learn the importance of always turning to God, of having faith in him, and when we call on him, he will help us. The disciples were still learning about Jesus. We have heard the full story and have over 2,000 years of wisdom passed on to us. And we can still be surprised at what God does for us. Ensuring we have God as part of our life, having Jesus in the boat with us. Having Jesus in the boat was a good move for the disciples on that night in the storm. They were really good, experienced fishermen, but they had Jesus with them. And when the storm rose and they were overwhelmed, they called upon him. They called upon Jesus to help them. But even when the storm was over, the boat wasn't suddenly at their destination. The disciples still needed to continue their journey and probably face more storms, most likely. But for now, a lull had occurred. And they could thank God, thank Jesus. I think that is what Paul is speaking about in his letter to the Corinthians that we also heard this morning. I love Paul, but sometimes I find listening to his words and reading his words, they get a bit turned around on themselves and convoluted, but I've read it a few times. Paul is saying, fellow Christians all around us, we are all welcoming each other. This is what church is about, being alongside each other as we get back on our feet after a storm in our life. Or being beside us when we want to rejoice and give thanks for an answer to prayer, for a wedding celebration. We had a wonderful blessing ceremony this past week in Shelston. Giving thanks for a baptism around us to be with us during the good times and the hard times. That's what a Christian community is about. My mum probably passed on much more wisdom than I realise. But I thank her daily as I take a hanky with me. So from these readings today, well, each day, make a point of remembering God is with you. Call on him. Give thanks for his presence, for the good times and the hard times. And you will notice his interaction with you more and more. And on those days you forget, well, call on him. Call on him because he will be there. And I'm going to leave you with a verse from the Bible that is one of many that is worth remembering. It comes from Psalm 46. God is speaking, and he says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Talk to God. Bring it all to him. Let him bring the peace and the calm with whatever storm is going on. And give thanks for those calm times. Amen.